פרק שישי בספר תשומות, הלכה עומק. האורך התשומה שוגג, משם אתם בחומש. מהלוך איזה somebody תשומה, זר, איזה תשומה בשוגג, realizing that it's true, he has to pay the value of the tshuma plus an additional chomesh. Remember that chomesh is defined as 25% of the original amount, which is 20% of the total payment will be the chomesh. Echad ochel, it doesn't matter whether you ate the tshuma or whether you drank the tshuma, if it was wine or you socked the tshuma, if you anointed yourself with it, you spread it on yourself with oil. It doesn't matter if the tshuma was tor, if the tshuma was tmeya. In all cases, you're mishalah and chomesh, and if you went ahead and did the same thing to that chomesh by accident, you'd pay the chomesh of a chomesh too. No, it's a special din in the zav. And eidu mishalah truma alachun mitukanim. You only can pay if you happen to have truma from somewhere else. You can't pay him with truma. You have to pay him with chulin, and then when you pay him with the chulin, in ma'atin truma. They become truma, and a tashlumim, if you ate that, would also be truma. In ratzak raim limchol, in omochel. Furthermore, this is not up to the kohen to be mochel, because over here that the din in hosafat truma, that the Torah was mechayev, not simply in replacing the money, which would have been the kohen, that's up to the kohen. Bat Yisrael she'achlat truma. Let's say that a zara eats truma, and then she marries the kohen. That's an interesting case, right? So now, the truma that she originally ate, it would depend. If it was truma shelo zachah b'kohen haklah, if what she ate was truma that had never yet been given to a kohen, so she's now going to give it to the kohen for the first time. But now she is a kohen, because she can marry. She married a kohen. She's going to eat the truma herself. So she still has to set aside the keren v'chomesh, because that's been a given truma, but she can keep it. She can eat it herself. She can show him the keren v'chomesh matzmah. If she's eating truma that belongs to a kohen, mishalem et keren lebaalim. So that she'll have to pay the keren, because that's part of the normal dinim of geneva. She's got to give that back to the owner. But the chomesh is a din in new truma. She can keep that. So the chomesh she gets to keep, because the din in the chomesh is not a din in repayment for the owner. It's a din in replacing truma qua truma. If she has the right to keep that truma. So the same way if she has teva, she takes off truma and she keeps truma herself. Just like that. Mipnesha amruha ofa truma shogeg mishal and keren labalim. But the chomesh is what Misha here says. In general, if you ate something that belonged to somebody else, it was truma, you're a zar, you pay back the owner like you pay back anybody else. The only difference is you have to pay him back kulam, which becomes truma. But the chomesh, you can give that to whoever you want, because that's like giving truma a new truma now. It's a new chiyuv of truma. Says the Gemara, "Ofa truma shal dekstiv." Says the Torah, "The ish diocha kodesh bishkaga v'yosef chamishito alav." V'yosef chamishito alav means that it and the chomesh together should be 5, which means that it's 20%, not 25%. Now, lokin am Rabbi Abu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. And didn't Rabbi Abu say in Rabbi Yochanan's name in terms of other types of things that hazid? It should say hazid b'chelav. Somebody eats chaleb on purpose. But it was a shogeg b'karva. He didn't know that eating chaleb b'shogeg, he had no idea that he would be chayev on a karva. Okay? So Rabbi Yochanan says an incredible thing. He says there is a din of shogeg on karva. So you would get malchus. You would get malchus for eating the chaleb b'mezid. But you'd have to bring a carbon because you were eating the shigigat carbon. Right? So even though carbon comes for shogeg, he defines the shogeg that a carbon comes for is the lack of awareness that this was an avera, that it's chai of shogeg. That it's chai of a carbon for shogeg. Now, Rishwakish argues on that. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, would that be the same thing over here? Would we say the mora hacha? Should we say it here too that if somebody eats truma b'mezid, but he was shogeg on the chomesh? I hear the chomesh is the equivalent of the karma. So he knew he's not allowed to eat truma, but he didn't know that if you eat truma b'shogeg, you pay chomesh. that maybe this itself would be considered a eating truma b'shogeg. I mean, he would have to say, indeed, the normal thing of a Karen v'chonek, huh? So do we say over here, yatrubo? They can give him hasra. He'll get malchus for eating the truma, the iser, but he'll still have to pay the chonek. Maybe, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Zira, no. Rabbi Yochanan would be moda in this case, because here's Zerata Katuv, that when it comes to truma, the entire eating of it has to be shogeg, not just the part about the chomesh is a shogeg. Why? Because it says the ish yokal kodesh bishkaga, the achila, te kol achilato bishkaga. The whole thing has to be bishogeg. Now, and this is a mistake to chot, which makes it sound like it's part of the previous surgery. Forget about that. Mezid bisveko. Shogeg bevada'o. What would be the din if he knows that there's a suffix about its being truma? He's amazed about that. He says, I don't care about a suffix, right? But he was a shogeg if he had known, in other words, he knows that it might be truma, but if he had known that it was vada'i truma, he wouldn't have eaten it. So what would be the din now? Is it considered to be, in terms of saying chomesh, is it considered to be an act of mazid or an act of shogeg? Omer of Yosin, Hada Amra, Hashav lo miyidiyato, Chayav al shigigata. Since the din in the Torah is, O hoda I love chatato asher chata. Now from there we learn that someone who would not have done what he did, because there's O hoda I love, he found out. So meaning, and therefore, had he found out before he did it, he wouldn't have done it, right? So that means, here too, if he would have known that it's Vadai Truma, he wouldn't have done it, right? So that's called Shav Midiyato. That's the definition of the Chiyuv of a Karmin in the Torah, Shav Midiyato. Someone who, had he been aware of the facts, would not have done what he was doing. And that's exactly the case over here. So it should be included in the normal din of Shavmi Yediyato. Ani Paresh Mikizai. Suppose the guy says, well, I would not eat a kizayit of this stuff, but Ani Paresh Mikhati Zayit, I'm not mocked it on a little bit of it, because you're not high of anyway on a khati shir. And he eats it. And then it turns out that it was a kizayit, but he didn't attempt to eat a kizayit of it. Is that considered to be a shogeg, or is it considered to be a mezid? Omer Rabbi Bon Bar Chiya, Naaseh Ka'oko Chati Zayit B'Shogeg V'Chati Zayit B'Mezid. Essentially, that's the same as eating half of the Zayit B'Shogeg, because he didn't have intention to eat the second half, but he thought he was still eating the first Chati Zayit. And therefore, he's not Chayim, because you need to eat a Kazayit either B'Shogeg or Kazayit B'Mezid. This guy didn't eat a Kazayit B'Shogeg, he only ate a Chati Zayit, because the part that he ate B'Mezid doesn't bring him to a carbon anyway. That's a separate achila, so to speak. In which case, he shouldn't be chayav. The Yisbar Rabbi Bon Bar Chiya Reish Lakish. The Amar Reish Lakish Ochal Chatzi Zayit VeHelem Echad Patur. So Ochal Patur should say Ad Shiyochal Shnei Chatzai Zekin Chaser Kosher. What about, I mean, according to Reish Lakish, who holds that a Chatzi Zayit actually is not even us, this is my quote for Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is a Chatzi Zayit also min haTorah or not? So now, if Rabbi Bon would hold like Reish Lakish, who holds that a Chatzi Zayit is mutter min haTorah, right? Not like Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that even though you're not Chai of Malkus, but there's still a din of an Isser, Midivrei Torah. So then, what exactly would Rabbi Bon be saying? That over here he would be Pater, unless, if he holds like Reish Lakish, so since Reish Lakish over here would have said that you're Pater, if you didn't eat the whole Kizayit, so now it should turn out, according to him, even if you ate two Chatzi Zayit, you're not going to be Mekuyev of your carbon, because you're not considered to be a Shogeg. You were mutter to eat everything up to the last little piece, right? Because according to Reish Lakish, there's no issur d'oraisa at all. Okay, so now let's say you're eating 99% of the kezayis. You're partial on that. So that's not even Isser. Okay? So then you'll never be higher. Because the last little bit that you ate, the last little bit that you ate wasn't the kezayis, right? Rabbi Bones, yeah, but Rabbi Bones Svara is, so why is it Mitzvah here also? Rabbi Bones Svara is, if you ate the first half of the Shogeg, then it's a separate achila from the second half, which is amazing. So then if you all drank like Shlokish, it's even worse. The first 99% he was eating, the Heter, Gomer. And according to Rabbi Bone, you're not Mitzvah. It's a separate achila. So according to Shlokish, you should never be high.
So,
this is
the paradigm?
Yeah. Zeno's paradise, essentially. Because, of course, again, you're always left with a little bit. And that little bit, how would you become Chayavan? You see, it doesn't all been destroyed to be Mitzvah, right? So what we have to say is that it is Mitzvah. It's all one, considered to be one Achila. And since the end, it turns out to be an Achila Shkazayas. So the same thing over here. You should be Chayav the Korban. It's amazing that Chatzizai. So fine, it's all one of Achila. And you end up with a Kazayas, Pishkarga. So how, well, what kind of sport is this according to Rabbi Bone? What do you think, for a short, you should never thought this out? So if it turned out now that he would be chayev, here he is, potter, ashi yokal, shnei chatzai, zeishim, chotze koshu, according to Rish Lakish. So he should be potter? Yes, the Gemara Moda Rish Lakish, Yisurei Hana'a. If you're talking about Yisurei Hana'a, Rish Lakish is Moda. He was only arguing on pure Yisuri Achil. Because over there it's not an act of Achil. So Hanor is Nana. Umoda Rish Lakish, the Yom HaKippurim. He's also Moda, that a Chatzishir is also on Yom Kippur. Umoda Rish Lakish, Batid Lashlim. And furthermore, this is the important part. He's Moda that if his das was to continue to eat a Kazayas, then what he eats in the first part is also considered to be part of the Kezayas of Achila. But in this case, the Chiyav originally, he never intended to eat the Kezayas. That's what Rabbi Bone is saying. In other words, tremendous difference between the normal case of Reish Lakish, where a guy sits down to eat a Kezayas. He's saying, well, but up until the last part, he wasn't eating the Kezayas. I understand, but his intent was to complete this act. So it's all one act. But here specifically the man said, well, I'm not going to eat the whole kezayis. I'm going to stop before I get to the kezayis. So he gets to the kezayis part for shogeg. He didn't realize he had overeaten. And that halacha wasn't like the chazanish. He thought he had a lot more to eat, right? So there he never intended to eat the kezayis. It's not considered to be one act of achila. I want to see what your problem is. Rabbi Abu became Rabbi Yochanan said, amigamea chomet shokshuma, Loka. Even though it's not considered normally to be derech achila to swallow vinegar, people don't normally eat vinegar. However, in this case, he would be loka, would be considered to be being over on the achilas kodesh. Rabbi Abu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan says, hakotei chita shofruma loka. Also, if you take raw chitim and you eat them without making something, without making flour and baking it all. It's also chayav, even though it's not normal derech achila. Tell me, hamigamea chomet shoshuma, it should say, v'akose tchita shoshuma, mishalem et hakeren, ve'eno mishalem et hachomet. You're not mechuyev in the achila dinin, which is to pay the extra chomet. You're only chayav in this stealing dinin, which is nothing to do. What do I care how you stole it? So do I care if you stole it or you flushed down the toilet or you stole it or flushed down your throat? It's the same thing. But the special halacha of paying an additional chomesh is only for eating. Right? So over here, it's not considered to be eating. And that, which is the opposite of what we just had, right? Where there we said that you do pay. Your loka is considered to be an act. Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, Mishashalim Karen Vachomish. I hold it in this case you pay Karen Vachomish, it's considered to be a mitzvah of Achila.
Is that halacha,
even whether it's Vachomish or not? Is halacha not attractive?
By putting it
in that? No, because the halacha over here is the derech halacha. If it's Achila, it would have to be the derech Achila to. Just like with the derech Sikh, it would have to be the derech Sikh to. So So you see from here that according to the Rabbanan who argue on Rebbe, it's not considered to be an act of Akiva, and therefore if you did it then they did, also obviously you wouldn't be Chayav Malka. So now it turns out that Rebbe Abu is Paskinik and Negev HaChomim. Right? Because the Rab, the Tanakama over here, is clearly saying that it is considered, is not considered to be Derech Akiva, and Rebbe Abu was saying that you're Lokeh for being close to Shkip and Shashuk. Says Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mershem Rabbi Ami, Modim Chachamim LaRabbi, Megamea, Chomet, Shotshum Ha'acha, Kibulo, Shum Shalom Karim Chomet. Shachomet Meshiv Es Han Nefesh. They're Moda in a case where a guy was being Megamea after he finished his Suda, which is normally done by Kibul. So you take bread, you dip it into some oil as a spread. If a guy finishes eating and he ate normally, he was dipping his bread, and then he goes and he drinks some of the chomet, that is considered to be an akiva, and that's what Rabbi Abu was referring to, and that's Rabbanan Amoda to, because drinking chomet in that circumstances is considered to be a meshiv et hanefesh. It's sort of
popping off the dip,
right? In other words, yeah, it sort of dips, keeps the bread dipped, whatever, right? Tony. Now, I mean, obviously this has to do with what is Derech Akiva. This is the way people eat, and this is the way people eat. Tony. Achal shuma tmiha, v'shalem chulim taurim. V'im shilem chulim tmeim yatsa. Now, you learn your advice, if somebody eats truma tmeha, which our Mishnah says, you're chayav to pay also, Karen L'chomesh. What you pay is chulim taurim. Not chulim tameim, even though what you ate was tameim. However, if you pay back chulim tameim, lamaisa, you would be yotze. Okay, and this would be yotze over here, whether it's shogeg or b'meisa b'chara. It doesn't say over here whether you're talking about the additional chomesh or not the additional chomesh. It's the sum you're paying back. Rebbe Nosson Omer, that sukkas amar. Shogeg masha asasui, but maybe lo asavalokum. If you ate lechatila b'shogeg, fine. So then, even though you should have paid back kulin to matirin, all right, but you're yotzei. But if you did it maybe, then lo asavalokum. Then the rabbanim fine you, and they make you pay again truma tahor. Taman taninan inter mimin al hatarei al hatahor. And Tani b'shem Rabbi Yossi in Torah min atamei l'ator bein b'shogeg bein b'mezed masha asa asui. Now it's very interesting when it comes, and we had back in the first parak that you're not allowed to be turned from tamei l'ator, and there it says, but if you did, so then it was b'shogeg, then it's good. If you did it b'mezed, then it's not good. So that turns out ati d'chidoi the author gets tamei the tamah. I mean, it turns out that the shita of Sumchus over here, who distinguishes between doing this b'shogeg and b'mezid against the Tanakama, who says it doesn't matter if you had eaten b'shogeg and b'mezid, is the Stam Mishnah before, where it says that if you did it b'shogeg, b'mezid, 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 and the inverse is also true. That if you do the Taman, it's Kistam of the Hak, over there of the Yossi. Argues in the Brisa, and he says, well, it doesn't matter, Ben B'Shog and Ben B'Mezid. That's like we have it over here in our Brisa, where it says it's Stam, that it doesn't matter, B'Shog or Ben. Isn't that a little strange? We seem to reverse the Shitas over here. So, Hey Chavida, I mean, what's the bottom line? I mean, we have a Stam Mishnah, I mean, we have a Stam Brisa. Do we go in the Mishnah, we have a Stam Mishnah Kesumpas, right? In the Braitha, we have a Stam Braitha like Rabbi Yehuda. What's the difference? That's it. We don't know. Rabbi Ze'ira B'Shem Rabbi Hanina say, Tashlumei Truma, Harehin K'Truma L'Chol Davar. When you pay back Chulin, and it becomes Truma, it's Truma in every sense, and therefore if a Tzar now goes ahead and eats that payment, he will have to pay now Karen V'Chomesh on that payment itself, and All of the dinim of truma, let's say that it's kuyom pasa truma, that you're dying pasa truma, all of those dinim are exactly the same on the payment. There's only one difference. The difference is that the dulehem are chulin. Truma itself, we saw before that you dulehem truma, we have a gezeira that you dulehem truma is truma. But if you go ahead and plant something that's truma, that which grows from it is still considered to be truma, even though it's zaro kala, even though the seed has disappeared. Because, as we said before, we're afraid that a kohen will use this as a way of getting out of truma tamei, and he'll keep truma tamei around to plant it, or Yisrael will try to use it to get away from giving truma. Okay, I set aside the truma, but now we'll plant it and we'll use it ourselves. I mean, I wouldn't want to eat truma and be over this or me, but I'll plant the truma and then it'll disappear. So therefore we made a gezeira that the growth is also considered to be truma. That gezeira doesn't apply to the payment of the truma. We didn't go so far as to say that there's a din of gedulei truma on this thing.
This is the truma on another kapatur
truma. Ah, that's the next thing. And what's more, we also have the same anomaly in the gedulei truma. That gedulei truma are kachulin here, l'chol davar, except that that remains also a zarin. So as we're saying, that gedulei truma is not truma, that's only in terms of you don't have to pay if you eat at the Karen V'Chomesh, you don't have the din of truma of Yadayim and Tvuyom and so on, right? But still, they're not allowed to be eaten by a zar. So in other words, there is a gezeira that they need to be given to a kohen. It's a very interesting anomalous halach over here in both directions. I could show you both of these dinim that Rabbi Zahira just said, Bishem Rabbi Chinya, I could show you in Mishnah of Rises. Where? The first part I can show you. The taninan, enu mishalim truma, ela chulim mitukanim, v'heim na'asim truma, ela shekiduleim chulim. The part you say, Giduleim chulim, it also says, the taninan gidulei truma truma, but gidulei tashulume truma are not truma, and they remain chulim. And gidulei truma harehen kechulim l'chol davar, I can also show you, that gidulei truma of this type is kechulim l'chol of the taninan, v'chayevet v'leket shikha upeya. It says the pharish that gidulei truma are nonetheless chayev in leket shikha upeya, so they're not considered to be truma, because if they would be truma, there's no din of taking leket shikha upeya for the poor. So apparently, lagabi that din, they have a din of chulin. V'aniye Yisrael, v'aniye kohanim melakatim. Both Jews, the normal Yisrael, who's not a kohen, can collect it, but he can't eat it. And this part, asurin lezarim, I see from the continuation of that Mishnah that says, aniye Yisrael, the poor of the Yisrael who collected it can't eat it themselves. They're mokhin of shalem the kohanim. They can sell their part to kohanim, but they make truma. Vadamim shalem, they get to keep the money, but they can't eat it. There, you see, within these four halakas, everything that Rabbi Zahira says, that they're not themselves truma, the gedulim, nonetheless, they have a din of truma in terms of that one specific halakha, that if somebody who is a Yisrael is low case, is like a shikupe, he can't eat it himself. He has to give it to a coin. So you can see everything. If you know how to look properly at a Mishnah and Brisa, you can know it all. You can know it all. That's right. Tani. Gidule, you should say. Gidule truma, ein mishalmim yam keren lachomesh, ve'ein mishalmim alehem keren lachomesh. If you have gidule truma, so then you don't pay from them. In other words, if you ate truma from them, you don't pay Karen Rechomish. Because it's not called normal truma. You only pay chulin. You pay normal chulin, but not the extra fifth. And you don't pay on them Karen Rechomish. If a czar now goes ahead and eats the gedulei truma of this type, and it's his own, there's no, like he inherited the truma, so there's no din of stealing, he doesn't pay at all. Right? And that's gidulei truma of yirachulin, like we said before, gidulei truma of this type of chulin. What are we up to at what point?
Okay.
You're in the bottom of Lamed Aleph, right? Lamed Aleph on the base. Okay, let's stop here then. We're up to base for Hashem.
Okay.